Mum used to work at Bed Silica Sand Mines, which was a big collection of drying sheds over opposite where we lived in Reach Lane. It was 1948 when my mum started, and she used to be sewing the Hessian sacks. They would sort them through, her and two other women, one her aunt and another a friend that lived in the same terrace as us. And they would be looking through all the sacks that were returned from different places, seeing if there were any holes, etc., in the Hessian sacks. And if there was, they would patch them up. And then they would count them and store them in, say, 10s or 20s, and then pile them up, ready for the men to refill. As you're looking at the building, very ugly building, made of corrugated tin, iron. To the left was a very high building with a tall steps going up to this door at the top, and that is where the drying machines were. And then next to that was a loading bay, which had two big doors where the lorries backed in, and the Hessian and the paper sacks were then loaded onto the lorries. Where the men worked, it must have been bitter because it was all open. And also it was cold where Mum worked because there was no heating as such, only a 2 or 3 bar electric fire. But they used old Hessian sacks, which they sewed together on the one industrial machine which they had in there, and made curtains and just curtained one little section off for warmth, to keep the warmth in. It was very cold, dirty with the sand and mice running around at times. They used to have to catch the mice. It would bite into the sacks and make more holes in the sacks. And also spiders. Horrible. I left school at 3:30, and not every day, but some days I'd go round to the drying sheds, up the steps, across the bridge and into Mum's park. And sometimes they'd make me a cup of tea and I'd have a biscuit and just sit and watch until they finished at 4. I wasn't allowed in there really, but yeah, I went and watched the women working, and if I got fed up in Mum's part, I'd go and have a look in the men's part where they were bagging and storing and watch them.